We're the Con Guys, and this is the Con Guys Show, coming to you straight from the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California.
And this is Jim with theconguy.com.
She's been here with theconguy.com.
Katie here, aka the Con Girl.
Zordon did not want five teenagers with attitude.
My name is Derek Sam.
I'm Danae Sams, and that's my brother.
We are your home for news, opinions, and interviews from the world of Comic-Cons and fandoms, your ultimate insiders for all things con.
Well, whoops, let's get this right. There we go. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Hello, friends. Happy holidays to everybody as we are heading into the holiday season. Welcome to the Con Guy, where we as filmmakers discuss all things Comic-Con and fandom. And this week, we are talking with one of our favorite people, Allison Kipperman Sullivan. She is the yellow Power Ranger from Power Rangers Wild Force. Always such a pleasure to talk with Allison. We're also bringing you some of the cool video from inside the Ranger Stop convention, which just happened in Orlando, Florida. Plus, and Luke will introduce this, we got a little bit of craziness from our buddy Ben Himmelreich.
Yeah, Himmelreich. They call themselves the Himmels, him and his son Noah.
It's Ben and his son Noah, who also joined us at Ranger Stop, and they were a lot of fun. So anyways, my name is Jim. I am one of your hosts here on the Con Guy podcast, the Con Guy Show, part of theconguy.com. And I'm tonight joined by my comrade in arms.
That's Jeez, you. Man. Fellow screenwriter and one of the Con Guys.
Yeah, we are. We're actually a screenwriting team, and we've got some projects we need to finish up because we've been like having a little bit too much fun. But anyways, it was quite an awesome and quick trip to Orlando for Ranger Stop, but it was definitely worth it. Cheeseman, what'd you think about it?
That was a great little event. You know, the way they kind of laid it out, they had a good floor, and the panels were nice because you could, you know, didn't have to wait in long lines and. It was still like well attended, and it just felt like a family get together the way they did it, and how just the Rangers were with their fans and all that. So they did a great job. They felt, you know, because a lot of times you feel that separation with the celebrities or the stars, but they're just, it's just, again, it's just like a warm type thing. And they even, as you'll hear, they did like a dinner together. We didn't make that, unfortunately, but it's just really cool how they.
We got to make that dinner some year. That sounds like it's a lot of fun. But the Ranger Stop is really cool. It is the largest Power Ranger specific convention in the Southeast, probably east of the Mississippi, I think. But then west of the Mississippi, of course, is Power Morphicon. So they're like the two poles of the Power Rangers universe these days. And there were a lot of people there. You know, even some of the friends that we've had on the show here before and whatnot, they were like, we didn't see you. Where are you at? And, you know, and anyways, we're going to jump to it fairly quickly. First up, Cheeseman, I'm going to take us through some photos that are from the convention. If you want to just kind of like maybe tell us what we're seeing.
So this is a photo of just some cosplayers doing kind of the classic Tommy Green Ranger and Kimberly the Pink Ranger from kind of the first season.
Cool.
That's me and my buddy Ben taking our first picture together of the day. And that's Ben with a yellow ranger standing by a cardboard cutout. Nice ranger. And I'm not sure if that maybe looks like a villain from maybe the Ranger universe.
It looks like a
ranger costume.
So this is a cool shot.
And they had, another thing they had was a little game room and all that. So my friend Ben's son, Noah, really enjoyed, you know, getting to play some video games, taking a break from the panels and playing some video games.
Yep.
And they got these free little headbands handouts. Let's say I'm a victory.
I don't know.
Champ? It's something. But it's a little ninja band.
I think it was like a martial arts training school, but like this is kind of a cool shot right here. Explain
That's
this.
That's a picture of Noah with Brennan. From Power Rangers Dino Charge, Red Ranger.
And what But Luke, it was really cool because Noah was so enamored. He was so excited about this. And he's like, I get to meet some real life Power Rangers. And like, he just ran up to Brennan, and Brennan was just so gracious with him. This was very cool. Very cool. Also, they did some cool tributes here at the event. Right, yep. Cheeseman?
Another one with Tommy, our Green Ranger, Jason David Frank.
Yep. And then there's one as well. Yep.
That's more kind of showing him as the White Ranger.
All right. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be speaking with one of our favorite Rangers, Miss Allison Kipperman Sullivan. Oh, wait, yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then this is a photo of one of the big panels. This was a huge panel. It had Rangers from like five different seasons on it.
Really cool. Dino Charge was kind of, I would say, the oldest season that was on the panel. And then there was Beast Morphers, and then the most kind of recent seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Wild Force,
Beast Morphers. Dino Fury or something like that.
I think it was Wild Force, right?
Wild Force. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's another shot of the panel. Here we go. And then, here's a cool shot of some of them towards the end. And we've had some of these folks we've had on our panels before. You see Brennan there. Davi is there. Who else?
Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
There, we've had him. But Hunter there, we're hoping to kind of get her on sometime. But we got her contact and a couple more contacts.
A really cool clip of her coming up. This is this is me having some fun on the floor. Rita Repulsa. Love it. And then of course Allison. I felt so bad because this is when she had not eaten most of the day. She was getting a little bit lightheaded, and we're like, wait, can we take a photo? And she obliged. So I'm going to see. I think that's most of the photos we have, but we do have some clips. So what I'd like to do first, if you don't mind, Luke, is before we show any clips of the panels or whatnot, right as you're walking in, Ben's son Noah was able to take some cool photos. Let me see if I'm going to pull that up. Give me just 1 second. Can you talk while I look for it?
Basically, they did something where they did a 360 camera. You may have seen those out places, but they did one special for Rangers and put all the cool branding and music to it.
So this is what it looked like first.
Here we go. Good. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's Tim's voice in the background.
Nice. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So the light's circling with the camera on it.
And then this is, and I'm going to have to, this is what it turned out to look like. So look at this cool, look how cool this is. Is it spinning around and whatnot? I love that. Yeah,
that's really cool. Cool. Spotted Jim in his red con guy shirt.
Yeah, it's all I ever wear. It's the only kind of clothes I own right now. But anyways, so we do have some cool clips. We want to show you some cool clips of like some of the best moments of the event, and then we will get to our interview with Allison. And Allison, in her interview, she talks about a really cool Power Rangers project coming up, being spearheaded by Mr. Walter Jones himself, that she was able to take part in. So that's going to be kind of cool. Luke, do you have anything else before we go to some of these clips?
Let's get to it.
All right. So we will start with the Power Rangers Wild Force stuff. And in this very first clip, some of the Rangers actors, including Allison, you guys know the Wild Force folks, but they're talking about the auditions that they had. So let's hear it.
The year before, Diamond Force, didn't get it, but they brought me back the next year. And I think we all went through this. We went through like 6, 7, 8 auditions or something before they gave it to us. But yeah, it was crazy. I mean, just tons of people going in there, one at a time. Oh my gosh. But Yeah, they went on hiatus during the Christmas break. They'd already had me on film and everything. They'd already started filming. I can't tell you, in February. And then after Christmas break, they called my agent back up and said, "Oh, we want to see him again." They're like, "Hey, you've seen him 7-8 times. Either hire him or you know what off." And they're like, "Okay, he's hired." And I was like,
"You know what this is." So, good risk in that case.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that was mine right there. But I think I did a small internet show thing before that, but that was my first main go on, so that was awesome.
Awesome.
That was good for you. Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah. How about you, Jack? What was your experience like getting
in
the show?
So for me, it was a little bit different because I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but there was a prior Black Ranger that had been hired already. So I was the replacement. I only did about 2 or 3 auditions, I believe.
This is Jack Guzman talking.
They did. And for me, it was a crazy ride because literally the morning before I got that call or when we started, I got the call, I think, on a Friday, and I was going to start on a Monday, but literally that Friday, I was working as an extra on CSI Vegas, and that's what I did. That was my job. That's what I wanted to do when I got to Hollywood. I just wanted to be an extra. I didn't want to act. I thought it was, I don't know, weird or hard, and the theater people were weird to me and all of that, so I never wanted to be a part of it, and then look what happened, and go out to an audition. Thank God I booked it, and it's been one of the most amazing things are part of my life. Amazing.
I think, go ahead, clap for that, right? But here's the thing that you're always giving back to the fans who've always been at these events, having a good time, and we're just so thankful for it. It's great.
So the moderator's kind of mumbling here, which is not great, but he's going down to the other side of the table to see what their auditions were like. And this Allison.
My first show was a huge show on CBS called The Tropuses. It was a 3-camera sitcom. So I sort of came from that. And I never read for a show 6 times and had to drive 70 miles each time to every audition and read the same lines every time. And they had us like reading like maybe 3 or 4 lines. Yeah, it was like, mine was like so short. And so 6 or 7 times. So when my agent called me, I said, "I'm going to stop you there. If it's about the Power Rangers, I'm never waiting for that show ever again. I have driven 70 miles 6 or 7 times. I'm not doing it again. They obviously are like losing my tape, or they keep forgetting I've read for it. They don't want me." And she's like, "Well, you don't have to read for it again because you're going to be the Yellow Ranger." And I was like, "Oh, I thought I was reading for a princess."
I was reading from the Yellow Ranger.
Obviously, this goddess was better suited for Princess Shayla. But yeah, so, yep. And then training began. And this guy missed all the training.
Yeah, right.
He got to miss all of it. All the torture.
You should have Danny Wayne in here. He's the guy who actually trained us.
Yeah.
And Jindrax.
He was actually in the last panel, but it would make so much sense.
Oh, yeah.
This one too.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell anybody that he was, and I keep trying to tell fans, you know Jindrax is here, right?
Like, yeah,
he was great, right?
A while ago, but, yeah, he was Jindrax.
Someone should go get him. I'm sure he has tales to tell about our training, our stunt training.
I think it would be really cool.
Making us cry.
Heroes are forged in.
That's Jessica Ray.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's just life, period.
Oh. Whoops.
And that's how the
cookie got to the
crumbled.
End of the clip there. Sorry about that. So they were just talking, and sorry about the quality of some of the sound there. One of my complaints about it is they had doors open and the back was open. So a lot of sound was kind of like drowning out some of what the actors were saying, which wasn't so great, but you know, I guess you live with what you got. But it was cool to hear them talk about, the training. And then the trainer, he actually came in. And Luke, did you give me that one, the trainer that – oh, for the other one. Was it for this one or this?
It was that panel.
The training?
Yeah.
Fight training, right? All right, here we go. Here we go.
It's a great pleasure to meet all of you, Miss.
This is the trainer coming in right now.
Hey, everybody!
How much time do you have? No, it was great because every cast that would come through, we would do Ranger boot camp with them. So their first 4 weeks of employment, besides getting the costumes fitted and all that kind of stuff, they would get all that stuff done, and then they would send them to us, the second lead stunt team, and we would put them through the paces, doing front rows, back rows, poses. Fight choreography,
stretching.
But it was so awesome, just because they went from not really having that confidence to do all the fight choreography, to by the time you get the first day of shooting, this little one was so tiny, and then she would strike a pose and go, ha! And you're like, oh crap! All right, we did all right. So it was a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming, man.
Okay, sorry, but can you tell us what it was like to play your character?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not the host here.
No,
but
please.
He's so much a part of Wild Force, and
he's so true.
Here, up here. So
I'm really
what
glad
was it like?
Jindrax, Master of Blades. He and Toxica were.
Getting kind of quiet here. He's explaining what it was like working with Wild Force.
And we were the ones that would actually interact the most with the cast, as far as getting into actual fights with them. And it was so much fun because the suit, unlike so many of the other suits that I've worn, like Elgar, that almost killed me, by the way. That's another story. Jindrax, basically, his outfit was very much like our Ranger suits, because it was just spandex. The mask was super cool. It was this wicked looking, very anime inspired, unicorn horn. And the only tough part with that was doing fight choreography, and we would have a lot of moves you'd have to duck under, whatever weapon the Power Rangers would have, And you always had to remember that you had an extra foot above you that you had to take into account when you're ducking or when you're whipping around and you don't wind up hitting other people that are next to you. But it was a lot of fun to play. Jen, who played Toxica, was an absolute doll. It's a bummer she's not here, but we had a lot of fun together. And honestly, the show here in the U.S. couldn't have ended with a better cast. Because you guys were absolutely wonderful. And as the stunt team, we would, do fight choreo with them, and in a way, we had to really take care of them, because it's up to us to not hurt them, even if they froze and forgot whatever the choreography is.
Even if we hurt them.
We won't talk about this. I'm still trying to get this. I'm going to do therapy for all that.
Very cool. Very cool. We just have so much that we would love to share, but just two more little clips I'm going to show from this particular panel. One was there's a clip about their favorite moments, and then we're going to end it with Anne-Marie Crouch, aka Princess Shayla, singing a little bit. So it's kind of very cool. So we do this. So here we go with them explaining their favorite moments from the show.
First Make-A-Wish visit. His name was Joseph. He had leukemia. Yeah. He was five. And I just remember we were on set that day at the studio, and the door opened, and they had told us in the morning that this kid was gonna come, and I just lost it. I mean, I had to go to my room and get it together, and then we hung out for the rest of the day. But I told his mom when the season ended that I was going to buy a ticket to New York and go visit them and hang out. So that was actually my first trip to New York. We wrapped up the season, I bought a ticket, we went to the arcade, we hung out, we went to lunch, and it was great. And he's healthy, he's alive still, and we still see him.
So they're going over to Jack?
Yeah.
I know.
I guess we're done now.
My answer was going to be my episode because it was about me. So wow.
That's okay too because it was fun to shoot.
That's the whole point. It's
I don't.
I still love you, Jack.
I thought it was awesome towards the end of the season. Just because of the history of it.
This is Philip Andrew talking.
Where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was assassinated. And it was not too long after that they tore the hotel down. But, I mean, we were... The not-so-fun part is when they had the rain machines. And this is that night, it was cold, and we were just sitting there freezing, getting all the rain and everything. But we would go in the hotel, like the kitchen where he got shot, and then the hallways were like something out of the movie, The Shining. And we're just sitting there running around, all that stuff. There's nobody in there. It's a vacated hotel. But that was really cool. I enjoyed doing that.
That's really cool. All right, and the final clip is Anne-Marie Crouch, Princess Shayla herself. Somebody asked her to sing her song from the show, so she gave us a little bit, and it was really cool. So this is her. Great. That was such a cool way to kind of come to a close in that panel. So as we are speeding through here, Cheeseman, we do have one other panel. We have some clips from the panel with like so five different seasons on it. And we also want to share your buddy Ben and his son Noah put together a funny little clip from their stuff, what they got from the convention. Which one should we go to the panel first or do Ben?
Let's do the panel.
All right.
So and just so you know, like the panel, I think, was mainly three different seasons. It had one of the most recent one, Power Rangers Dino Fury. It had Power Rangers Beast Morphers. It had Jazz, who's a friend of the con guy. He was on that panel. And Power Rangers Dino Charge with Brennan and Davi and some other people. And then they had some others mixed in as well. I think actually there were maybe a couple more seasons on the panel as well.
But it was those really were interesting other
ones. Yeah.
All right. So do you want to, let me see. What's our, sorry, I've got our clips here. This first one, this is the one you talked about with Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Deno. Why is this such a big clip here? What an important clip that we're about to watch.
I'm pretty sure that's the clip where she became kind of the first female Red Ranger. So she was actually a Pink Ranger, and they have this moment where she became the Red Ranger, and I think maybe like the leader of the group. And she kind of shares kind of her experience with that.
It's kind of cool. This is really cool.
Dean, and he let me do it three times, thankfully. But I did actually start crying after he told me that I couldn't do it more than once. And he came back over and was like, do you want to watch it? And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, you know what? You just want to do it again? And I said, please. So we did it again. And he looked at me and he goes, do you want another? And I said, yes. And so I got to do it three times. Oh, thank you.
So they had her recorded three times, and they used the third clip in the actual show. So.
Kind of what they were saying was like, this is her moment when she becomes the Red Ranger, and because they have so many shows to shoot each season, they shoot very quickly, and you know, the director was like, you know, you got it one shot, and she goes, no, I want to shoot it again. And so she shot it. He relented and she shot it again. And then he goes, do you want to shoot it again? She said, yes. And it was that third take that they used. So she, you know, it was really important to her to make this a big moment, because this it's a big moment, a really big moment. So
and that was Jordan Fight, the other one that was talking on the clip as well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. And this one, Chance Perez, he is here talking about his character who lost an arm during the, his season of the Power Rangers. Listen up.
For when Toei sent over the Gunsoul, a Void Knight costume, it was because there was a repaint because Void Knight was brown and New Soldier from then before painting it back for your series.
That's somebody asking him a question.
Do you think that Tarek should have had more time as Void Knight for costume theory because his powers were not linked to any of the Dino statues? And for Chance, had costume theory been established further for more episodes, do you think Tommy would have coped with his loss of his arm a little bit differently, like a little bit more anger or fury? And do you think that you told your parents about you and Izzy being Power Rangers?
Both great questions.
You can answer them both.
I can go first if you want, Jared.
Sure.
So yeah, when I first heard that Javi was gonna lose his arm, obviously the first reaction was shock. And excitement, being able to play something like that, and then a sense of responsibility, because, you know, this is something that does happen to people, so I felt like...
Also history.
Yeah. And I definitely felt a sense of responsibility in wanting to portray that in the best way that I could, and so I did a lot of research about and watching interviews of people who have gone through that experience. And I think if there was more episodes in Cosmic Fury, I think there would have been a little bit more anger, a little bit more trial and error. But they really wanted to give the message of heart, saying that you can cope with this, you can do this, you can keep going. So I think that they did that really well.
Very cool answer. All right, we're just gonna skip in. We just have a couple more clips from this one, and then we're going to move into our interview with Allison. Here's one where they talk. Where are we going? Nope. Where they talk a little bit about the training that they had to go through.
I'm charged, and what do you know about him?
Like, do you know any?
Oh, why they didn't use the character?
Yeah, like why? From what you know, why didn't he show up?
From what I know, I don't think they ever fully intended to have that character there. And then there was such a big fan reaction, and then I think people were starting to see the colors of the character and associating them together. Because there was a big weird journey for that character where it was almost like unwritten what would happen. So it was like halfway through the season, it was like potentially Silver Ranger, and then it wasn't, it was, and then they were like, how do we make it something? And they made it to like the Keeper of the Energems. But then there was such a big fan reaction wanting the character to become the Dark Ranger or the Talon Ranger that they eventually just... So I have all of you to thank for giving me like an extra few...
Hey Luke, who is this speaking again?
Oh, that's Ryan.
So that really shows like the power of the fandom that, yeah, from that comic book that kind of influenced that character's...
Ryan Carter.
Yeah, that's kind of from my understanding.
And I, if I recall correctly, because I mean time has gone by, but I think also part of it was your character was like in the movie version of the Sentai, and Saban didn't own the rights to it as well.
Oh.
Because we did want, like, because I talked to Chip about it, so Yoshi and I were like trying to make it happen too.
So. I thought as well.
But then apparently Hasbro made the deal work, so it's not like it wasn't possible. That
Just needed Hasbro. Also, I have no skill with stunts, so they were probably wanting to avoid me having to do anything physical in case I got a lawsuit or something. Do a flip. Come on,
do a flip.
Flip. Does anyone want to see the last day of my life?
All right, so my actual question is about physicality, so that's a great segue. I don't know if you guys have ever talked about the physicality it takes to do Power Rangers. I don't know if you guys could talk about like the workout process they put you guys through, if there is any, if there wasn't, if there is.
Jazz, you're buff, you answer the question. Yeah, Jazz. Taught me everything I know.
So,
Oh, sorry, Dad. My dad taught me. Forgive me. Excuse me. The one who laughed at me for 10 years.
So, I personally had zero martial arts experience before Power Rangers. But before I even got the role, I took private lessons to try to get something at least. So, the one thing that Chip told me was just, even if you don't know how to do it, just make me believe that you can do it. Because a lot of people that can do it, they just go too far into it. So, it was cool. So, we did that. But then after Rangers, I made it a priority to just stay in shape and just get buffer. And
he succeeded.
Sexier. Yeah, but I think physical, being in shape, it, not even just for acting, not even just for Power Ranger, but just day to day, it's very healthy for you.
So it's cool hearing about the physicality of their roles. Hey, so Luke, we're going to do just a couple more clips here before we move on. Do you think we should do, there? You have one labeled the parents, where they talk about parents. Is that a good one you want to go with? Or?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, it's basically, there is a couple, you know, there's characters that had like parents in it, and then those cast members were there. One interesting thing I don't think we have or whatever is when Ryan Carter was talking about, because there was like a voice that talks to him on the show, played by Campbell Cooley. And he was, they had like never met before, but they were kind of playing the same character, like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of type thing, or like the voice in his head, kind of like Spider-Man. And they like met each other and then didn't realize at first that, oh, we're playing the same character. That was kind of a cool story.
That's cool. All right. Here's that where they talk about having parents on the show.
Six daughters. So, you know, as a father, it was easy to play that role and have that connection with Hunter because I'm just a daughter. So it was easy, and I think we had a great before, and Hunter was one of the first Rangers, if not the first Ranger that I met. Actually, no, it was Russell the first. But it was Hunter came running out and said, hi, Jared, and we just...
That's Jared Turner talking. Played Void Knight.
So I was like, yeah, perfect. She's lovely. Yeah, that was easy for me to fill that role.
Did you guys have to do a chemistry read? Like we had to at first.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You just knew.
It's just, we were cast in the world of COVID, so we did nothing together.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's Hunter Dino.
We didn't do the whole physical thing before, no shoes. So.
Got it.
That's
a good question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like Ruben because he also does handstands, so, like,
Brennan talking, who always does handstands.
I mean, he left me for 10 years, though, we don't talk about
it. Yeah, your music has improved over those 10 years.
Yes. Thank you.
Do you have pictures doing handstands together, though? That's the real question.
I don't know. That was like when Instagram was like just kind of rolling.
Dinosaurs were from the edge.
True. They did. They did. Yeah. Yeah. Like, facts. Is this in a finale?
It's changed.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. All right. Last two clips from this panel. And let me do this. This one is really cool. Towards the end, this is right towards the end of the panel, right before the end. Somebody asked him, could you get up and do your, basically your movement to become a Power Ranger. So this one's kind of cool.
The Morphin Time moments.
The Morphin Time moments. This, yeah. So I have it right here and go.
Got
this, girl.
No, I
don't
have to go.
Oh my god, there's so many cameras.
This is Power Rangers Dino Fury.
Okay, Dino Fury.
My heart is pounding. I know, me too.
Come on, guys, come on. No
pressure. Morphin Time. I'm losing my voice, but it's Morphin Time.
Dino Fury King. Activate. Link to Morphin Grid!
Yeah. Nice! Here goes Jazz from Beast Morpher. Jazz Badawala from Beast Morpher, the very first Indian Power Ranger.
It's Morphin Time! Huh. Activate Beast Power! Huh. Woo!
Cool. Brennan? Mehia?
Yeah, but.
He said he didn't have a charger. Somebody's running up to get him.
We have a charger.
Okay.
Oh, God, no.
Can
I
have one?
All right, are you ready? It's Morphin Time! Dino Charger! Ready! Energize!
That's awesome. Brian Carter from Dino Charge. Yep.
Yeah, do it the boomer.
And they were like, this is the extent of what Ryan can do. And I was like, feel the force!
So for those of you listening, Ryan's is very, very simple. The Orange Ranger.
Yeah, it was just, and I'm glad I finally got to do it. Just Ninja Spin!
Woo!
And I think that was it. Davi didn't have one, right?
I don't think so.
No, he didn't do one. All right. One last one that to close out the panel section of the show, and then we're going to jump over to Allison here. At the very end of the show, at the panel, they got everybody up at the stage and did this. It's really just taking a really cool picture. That was just a really cool way to end that panel, I thought. And then, Cheeseman, introduce real quick. We have a short little clip from your buddy, Ben. The I always get the last name right. The Himmelreichs.
Himmelreich. So yeah, Ben and his son Noah, the Himmelreichs, the Himmels, as they call themselves, joined us for Ranger Stop. And this was kind of their first, you know, experience going to a Ranger convention. They've been to some other conventions, but Noah was really excited to be there, and they picked up a couple of things. So they're going to tell us their story
right here. These guys are great.
Hey, Cheeseman and Fry. It's the Himmels.
Mean Jim.
The con guy. Hey, the con guy.
The con guy. And please follow us on Facebook on Himmels. Plus,
go to our MySpace.
Plus, subscribe to us on the I Made a Noah. And
subscribe to us. At the convention, it was a great time. We got to see some panels. We heard some of the Power Rangers speak. Noah got to meet some of the Power Rangers, got his picture taken with them. Oh, Power Ranger Mania, baby. So while we were there, we found a pop stand where they sell these things. And they had three.
We got the pop movies, Back to the Future. We got Doc with Helmet. And
Marty,
we got drugs.
Don't tell me why you're here. You're with the Youth Coast Guard Auxiliation, and you're asking for a donation.
And
do you know what this means?
And Drax.
Oh, we got Drax here.
And I'm going to open this, like I said,
on the Guardians ship.
Let me show all of these stuff.
We also got a deal.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, the GOAT.
And we got
OG, the GOAT.
We got Moon Knight.
And we got awesome Moon Knight.
Okay, now
look at these awesome pops that we got at Ranger Stop. Ranger Stop, pop till you drop.
I'm open this.
Funko Pop, Ranger Stop, pop till you drop.
He's a character.
He is a character. Hopefully, and we're going to be getting some more from Ben and Noah. The Heim, what do they call it? The Heimels?
The Himmels.
Himmels. I think that's a lot better. Everybody, thank you for watching the clips from Inside Ranger Stop. We had such a blast. But now we are going to let you watch our interview with Allison Kipperman-Sullivan. Allie. And she's just a pleasure, and she's going to tell us about her experience at Ranger Stop, some stuff coming up, and a really cool project that she got to take part in that Walter Jones, one of the original Rangers, put together. Anything else, Luke, before we start her interview?
No. Let's get it going.
Let's go. Here we go. We are here with a very special guest. And she is actually a friend of ours and perhaps one of our favorite people in the world. Allison, we are so glad to have you on the show today. She is, of course, the Yellow Ranger from Power Rangers Wild Force, one of the most popular years of the Rangers. We've heard one of the years that saved the franchise, but we don't have to go into all of that. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my friends. What a lovely introduction. Thank you.
Well, such a lovely person. And we had so much fun. We're going to talk a little bit about Ranger Stop Orlando, which just happened last weekend?
Yes, and I have not even unpacked yet. I'm so embarrassed, but I'm like, I'm going to tell them.
I have unpacked. Well, it was 2 weekends ago now.
Oh, was it?
Barely.
That looks even worse. Thanks, yeah. Lou.
I'm just telling the truth here.
Well, so am I.
I haven't unpacked either because I've been traveling ever since. So we're on the same page. I'm probably less unpacked than you are. I've only pulled a computer out of my bag. All my clothes and other things are still in suitcases.
Oh, thanks for saying that. So I don't feel so. I don't know.
Not to make you feel bad, but I got home, unpacked, washed my clothes, and I put up a Christmas tree so far. So I am on top of things.
You guys have the tree up?
Oh, it looks great. Yeah.
Oh, you send me pictures, please. I want to see. Oh, and guess what? You better have me over in 3 weeks when I'm in Los Angeles.
Nice. So yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have a little Christmas thing.
That'd be cool. All right. Well, Allison, we want to first of all just ask you how did Ranger Stop go for you?
Oh, it was so much fun. Really, from the moment I got off the plane, I got to ride in with my friend Dwayne Cameron, who had just flown in, and then I got to see. And it's funny because, like, you say fans, but like, I've become friends with so many of the fans of Power Rangers. And like, as soon as I was checking in, I saw so many just at, you know, in the lobby. So
wait, can we stop for just a second, Allison? We love it. We're getting a little bit of feedback. Luke, are you hearing that feedback?
Probably because my hand was over the speaker.
Oh, okay.
Did that help? Now I can't hear you. Oh,
it's better. Yeah.
Where did Jim go?
We muted ourselves.
We thought that we were
getting no one wants to hear us.
Nobody wants to want to. Yeah. But yeah, you were talking about, you know, riding in with Dwayne Cameron.
Yeah. So I got to ride in with Dwayne, and then I basically got off the plane and immediately saw friends and the same man, Anthony, who had picked us up last year, picked us up and drove us there. And so it like was just like from moment one, just this great vibe. And since it's like a Friday's the first day, mm-hmm. You can sort of ease into the weekend, and it was a great weekend. I got to see you guys too.
It was so cool to see you. It was really cool to see you this last weekend, 2 weekends ago. Yeah.
And last weekend, 2 weekends, whatever.
What's time?
Well, yeah, it was awesome to see you. And so, like, would you consider Ranger Stop? Is this one of the bigger Power Ranger conventions? Or, like, what's kind of, like, not to, like, rank them in any way. We're not trying to kind of outdo the other. But, like, what would you say? Is this one of the bigger ones? And what would you say are some of the bigger conventions and all that for the Rangers?
It's gotten much bigger than the first year that I did it. What I love about Ranger Stop is that it's not tiny, but it's not huge. And like Power Morphicon, as we all know, is its own beast. It's mm-hmm. like the Disneyland of Power Ranger. It's huge, and there's just aisles of just all the different seasons. What I love about Ranger Stop is it feels like there's a lot of time. There's more time to spend with the fans because they're just, I mean, it makes sense. There's fewer of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So both days are both cons are 2.5 days, right? But because there's fewer Rangers, you get more time with the fans and like so, and with your fellow Rangers, which is really always fun for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Were you able to connect with anybody that you haven't seen in a while?
I got to have some fun chat. Well, so every year, and Karen didn't come this year, but she has some stuff going on, but Kat and Nakia and the girls always, we always have dinner on the first night before. Mm-hmm. So Thursday night I had dinner with them. And then actually Friday too, we went out after the con and just lots of girl talk. Boys, boys, kids, pets, more boys, Rangers.
Yeah. Well, can I follow up on that? And then I'll throw it back over to Luke. Anne Marie Crouch. You know, you're from your season, you know, Princess Shayla. You guys are, we were talking earlier, you guys are pretty close. And it was kind of cool to see you guys up on stage. And you guys, it was neat to see you answering the questions about your panel was packed all the way to the back. And you guys, can you just talk about like what's it been like working with Anne Marie over the years and how you've kept in touch? And like, what is it about you guys that, what is it about her that, are you guys such good friends?
Well, I mean, we got close first, I think, on set because I was the first sort of ranger in Wild Force chosen by her character. So my character, Taylor Earhart, was the first Wild Force ranger who Princess Shayla brought into the animarium. And we had a lot of one-on-one scenes together where I'm fighting and trying to protect her. And I think we were both a little bit older than the other Rangers, except for Jack. It's like me and then Jack and then Anne Marie as far as our ages. So we were a little bit older. And she had a lot more experience in the business. I think she and I had more experience in the business than a lot of the other cast. So I think we just kind of bonded that way. And she really is one of the kindest people you will meet. And but it, you know, it's not like she and I chat on the phone. I mean,
yeah.
Our lives. I mean, she you know lives states away and had a beautiful daughter and you know got married and I had my life, so it's not like we chat a lot, but we have a lot of love for the other person, and when we're together it's a lot of giggling and like it was 21 years ago.
That's cool, Luke.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because you're in the panel, you're talking about you both kind of went out for each other's characters. So there's probably something about your personalities that, you know, fit both roles that with your characters. So I feel like that's probably part of, you know, the reason maybe the two of you bonded both with just kind of that similar, just sweetness and kindness to your personalities and all that. So with that in mind, like you seem to always have a big draw to your table, whether I don't know if like everybody's seen your season or if they just see you and like, I want to talk to this person. Tell us a little
bit about... It's always hard to get up to where you're at. There's too many people.
you can't seem to get away even to have a lunch, or it just seems you always have people coming up and talking to you. So, yeah, what's that experience been like, you know, with the fans? And just it seems like you keep pretty busy during the convention.
I think maybe I have a kind of a mommy big sister vibe. I don't know. It is very hard and it's still strange to me. You know, I've been acting for 37 years and I had someone ask me for my autograph the first time when I was 15 years old, when I was in Old Town Pasadena with my girlfriends. And I've still never kind of gotten used to that. And so for me, I just sort of try to give the experience that I would dream of if I could meet my childhood hero. And the like most of these people who come up to my table are some of the most lovely humans, and just I don't know, to be able to hug them and learn their names and talk to them and just learn something about them and the things they share with me about my character or our season or how it saved their lives or how it helped them through tough times. for me, I think I just want to spend quality time with every single person who comes up to talk to me. Because I get so much from it myself. You know, I hug these people because it also makes me feel good. It's not just I want to make them feel good. So I mean, like, my heart at the end of these cons is like overflowing. I'm like, I've gotten more hugs and more love and shared more of my heart and strangers' hearts and than you do the entire year often, even with your friends and family.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like maybe my line is always long because every single person knows that I'm going to give every single person who comes up to my table a part of my heart and try to give them the best experience meeting Taylor that they can have, you know?
That's fantastic. Are you ever surprised, like when you're on a panel or whatnot, and the questions that you get like are so detailed and you have to think back like, oh my gosh, like the details that some of these people are able to remember from.
Do you have to like rewatch like every year just so you could remember what happened in your season?
You guys, honestly, I mean, yeah, I forget often. And what's funny, like I'll be sitting next to Jack, who is of course our Iron Bison, and he I laugh a lot together, but he is so honest with the fans, and he's like, dude, honestly, I don't remember that, instead of being like, well, he's like, I remember that was 20 years ago. Whereas, you know, I've seen some Rangers be like, well, what do you think? And then, yep. So it puts it back on them, but there's 40 episodes. Like there's 40.
Yeah.
You know,
like, yeah, that's these days, that's like four seasons. Like if they're 10 episodes a season streaming.
I know. I mean, granted, they're short episodes. They're like 24 minutes, but like, you know, I don't know. And I couldn't tell you all of my animal zords. I don't know. Sometimes I forget I had other ones, and mm-hmm. It's been a lot of life since then.
Yeah.
So,
geez, man.
Did you have any particular like favorite moments or stories of people you met this year that came to kind of talk to you at your table?
Oh, I mean, pretty just hard.
Just kidding.
But what?
It was us. No, I'm just kidding.
Always. there were so many. I think what's also fun is I get a lot of DMs on my Instagram, but when I can, I look at them and I try to write back to most people. But when I was talking to a few of the fans and they were like, Abby, I'm so excited to finally meet you at this year. And I was like, me too. And then they come up to my table and then there's the person I've been talking to and chatting with, and I get to see their face and they're like, you're really here. And I'm like, you're here. And just to connect with, you know, and then of course there's always the stories that some fans share with you that are like, ooh, I mean, yeah. Every single con I cry at some point with some fan. Mm-hmm. This year I was crying with a fellow Ranger after the dinner because he was having a rough go of it. And I cry with fans. I'm a big crier. I think I'm just Pisces. What do you do?
Let me ask you a question. So for fans who might want to approach you at a con, at one of these events, and you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to know the line between, hey, can I come and talk to you while you're walking over here, as opposed to, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Hey, I need to go eat. Like, if you had to say some friendly guidelines for, here's the best way to approach you or any of the Rangers at the cons, what would you say?
Well, I mean, normally when I'm walking, it's only to go either do a photo op or use the ladies' room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking too much water. But I would say, I mean, it's hard because you're so excited and you just see a person who you want to talk to and they're there, and it's hard. Like, you don't want to say, hey, you need to come up to my table. You can't talk to me here. Like, yeah. That's just lame.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because we saw you kind of early in the day, and you were very hungry, and you felt a little lightheaded because you wanted to eat, and you said, hey, I'm going to go get something to eat. Then we saw you like 3 hours later. You had not yet made it over to where you needed to get some food. I'm like, there's got to be a little bit of, like, hey.
I'm a big girl. I'm well able to like say, you know, I'm leaving my table now. Okay. When you talk to fans and they tell you, I just flew in from this place, I just drove 11 hours. You know, I'm just here for one day. I have to go back to work. I mean, I can eat breakfast and fast during the day and go eat later. I can't stand seeing fans, you know, come to a table and their favorite person is not there because they keep taking break after break after break, or they're just not feeling it. But, you know, sometimes people are having a rough day. Maybe they don't feel well, mm-hmm. whatever. I just try to stay at my table. I don't know.
Those are good answers. I don't want to put you on the spot. Because even at the end of the day, when everything was breaking down, you were the last one out of the hallway as well. So
at PMC, I am always the last ranger. Literally, I'm the last. I think it's because I talk to everybody and I want to, like, you know, not just sign something and be like, hey guys, not saying that a whole bunch of my other fellow rangers don't give all their hearts and their love and their time, but also, you know, you guys know we all, I'm chatty, you're chatty, you know. So
listen, speaking about being chatty, we are kind of coming up towards the end of our time together. Not yet. Isn't it crazy? We got a couple more questions for you, Luke.
Back to the fans and all that. This particular ranger stop, did you, like, you have your pictures that you bring for people to sign and you continue to do that online. At ranger stop, did anybody bring anything particular on their end, like a favorite photo or a prop or something, and have you sign it? Like, what did you see this year from the fans?
Well, most of the fans brought me pictures from my fellow Wild Force Rangers tables. I noticed that my fellow Wild Force Rangers have way cooler pictures. Some of their pictures are way cooler than mine. I was just like, I need to like make better pictures. But they had already had them sign theirs, so I think they like worked their way down. I think they started like Jessica's table, and she has some great pictures, and she signed it, and then they went to Jack and Drew and Anne Marie and whatever.
So was it like a team photo then? Like of several like
team photos, yeah.
Oh,
Anne Marie signed. So one fan, Victor, brought this box that was like this huge box of the animarium with like the pond and everything. It was so cool. I've never seen this toy ever, and I was like, why do you guys have all of our toys and I have none of our toys? I was so jealous. I'm like, I want this. But she had signed something really funny about the pond, because she's like, oh, I loved when the pond squirted, and the fans were like, what? She said the word squirt. So, and she's such like, she doesn't take herself seriously. Like, she's good fun.
Yeah,
so he brought the box to her to sign, and she's like, I love when my pond squirts or something. So I signed the box, and what did I write? I think I wrote something a little bit risque on it as well. and he was so thrilled because no one will ever have this toy box with these.
That's awesome.
Signed on them.
Speaking of risque, did you go to, I know you were tired. Did you go to the Power Rangers After Dark 21 and over only panel?
No, I was having dinner that night with Kat and Nakia. My first Ranger stop, I did go to it.
What was it like?
Well, I drank too much and I divulged too much.
I think that's the point of the panel, isn't it?
Yeah, but Anyways. Okay.
I don't want to back you into that corner, but we want to ask you about something kind of exciting that you are in, speaking about how Power Rangers and how it gives back to your life and how there's projects coming up. You actually, while you were at Ranger Stop during that weekend, were able to take part in a cool new project being put out by Mr. Walter Jones himself. Can you tell us about that?
That was awesome because it wasn't something planned. Danny Wayne, who was shooting it, he played Jindrax. He played numerous characters on Power Rangers for the first 10 years. He was stunt coordinator. He's actually nominated for an Emmy now for stunt coordination. Wow.
One on your panel with you?
That exactly. Kind of came in?
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. So, I saw him Friday when I was walking into the con, and he's like, Allie, he's like, I know it's early, but Monday morning, would you get up and do this boat ride with us and come see some alligators and this? And I was like, meet you at 7:30 in the morning on Monday after the con. I said, I'm going to be knackered. Like, knackered. Honey, but like, he's like, Anne Marie and Drew are going to do it. So I was like, I'll think about it. But honestly, I can probably tell you now, I'm probably going to just be asleep because I had jet lag. But I ended up, they both actually ended up, they were not feeling well. So I got up because I was up at 4:50 that morning because my neighbors came home drunk. 5 o'clock in the morning, so I was wide awake. Yeah. And so I got really lucky because I got to have Walter all to myself. And he and I have only had only spoken briefly a few times because we were both supposed to do the order. So we sat next to each other at the cast reading of that. And then I sat next to him on your panel.
Yep.
At San Diego Comic-Con last year, which was really fun, where I got to meet you guys. But Walter, I didn't actually realize that I was going to be on camera. So I would have put a lot more makeup on. I had such a magical day with all of them filming. We got to hold baby alligators.
Wow.
It was such a magical, beautiful morning. We got to like pull up to whole little sort of schools of baby alligators. The boys tried to scare me and pretend and had talked to the captain before our ride and told him to pull into very high grass and say that that's where the mama gators normally were and the huge pythons.
Yep.
And to act like the boat had stalled. And did an amazing performance, but I have ACT-R, and I had a feeling. I'm like, okay. So, I mean, granted, at first I put my feet up and so did Walter, but Walter knew. But when Danny and Nate were like, had their feet firmly on the deck right next to the side filming us, I'm like, I think this is a setup. But there's huge gators there, so technically, I mean, and the boat was like literally, can you see like that high off the water? I mean, like a gator could easily.
Just, and for those who are unfamiliar with what she's talking about, she was, it was an airboat ride, right?
Airboat ride.
Yeah. Like the giant propeller in the back, and you're skimming over the surface of swamps and grasses. And there are tons of gators, by the way. It's probably a lot more dangerous than what you even know.
At first I put my feet up and kind of went, okay, you know, if this is the way it's going to be, like, whatever happens, we'll just deal with it. And hopefully, you know, they have fed on something else. But there were cows in the water. There were cows in the water. And we're like, why are the gators not eating them? And Captain Mark said, oh, they're too big for them. I'm like, really?
That's pretty cool. So this is a new video YouTube series, I think, that Walter's putting together, right?
Yes. And he has interviewed quite a few other rangers. I got really lucky because I wasn't supposed to be interviewed at all. And it ended up just being he and I. And we got to talk for hours. And, you know, it was really nice to get to know him. He is a very positive soul, mm-hmm. and just kind and generous and fun. And it was a really nice morning. It was. And we got to see so many cool animals and pet goats together and big pigs and see capybaras and little monkeys. And it was fun.
All right. So is it kind of like Bear Grylls style, where you're doing this kind of adventure thing, but then kind of talking along the way about different things? So you're getting kind of informational and kind of fan, or like different stories about being on the show or different things? Or is it just purely based on what you're doing and what's going on?
It was a mixture, hon. It was a beautiful mixture. We talked a lot about, you know, our starts in acting and being rangers too, but just really, it started off with us just really just talking like two people would, getting to know each other. And then of course Power Ranger stories, because he's having Power Rangers on, right? But it was fun because, you know, he's the Black Ranger, I'm the Yellow Ranger, and we're similar generations. So we were both singing Black and Yellow, because we're anyways. It's like a, what is it? It's a very early 90s song.
Yeah. So, I love it. Yeah. He's gonna finish up for us here. Take us out. And sorry, I know that where you're at is a little bit later than where it is here, so we want to be very respectful of your time.
It's only 10:30. I'll talk to you guys anytime. Thank you for having me on. Sorry, I kind of go on it. A little bit on and on.
You don't know how much we enjoy this, but go ahead, Cheeseman.
I enjoy you.
So you were saying that they didn't get the scare response that they were wanting from you. You kind of held it together.
I think they
thought, or we can leave it a mystery for the show. We don't have to have any spoilers.
I think they were shocked by how cool and calm and collected I truly was.
Yeah, because I freaked out on an airboat before, but it had nothing to do with alligators, but there was like this big black spider that had like yellow on it, all these colors, that was on the front of the boat, and you know, the winds and all that stuff, and it was holding on by one of its eight legs and looked like it was about to just blow into my face. And I'm sitting there just like freaking out so much, the airboat guy stopped, and he's just like, he went and grabbed the spider and kind of threw it to the side, because he could tell all I could look at was this freaking spider that was about to just fly in my face, because I was in the front of the airboat. And I just can't, you know, I'm not a big fan of, I can look at spiders, but I don't want giant spiders to just be on me.
I don't think one person would like that.
No.
I mean, I don't think anybody would want a spider to fly on their face. So I think that's totally valid, Luke.
But my friends were entertained, so I think they would have enjoyed if that was somehow captured on tape. So
I'm sure, yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Your but, friends,
Yeah, back to the back to the Ranger stop. So there was some sort of dinner event type thing that went on later that night. Did you
the VIP dinner?
Yeah, what was that?
Oh,
yeah,
wow. I'm not sure
what that was.
That's always really fun. So the VIP dinner it starts off with such a great vibe because all of us Rangers line up in the hallway. And all the fans and all their families and all that are already sitting in this beautiful room with all these chandeliers and everyone's dressed up. This year it was casino theme. Rory, he does this great introduction for every single Ranger. And so you come in and like me, I'm a total dork. I'm like, hey, what's up? But like some like, oh my God, Michael Grotto. He came in, you guys, he had the most beautiful suit on and he did roundhouse flip kick thing. I'm like, how did he not
stretchy pants. His pants? It's all about the stretchy pants.
I know, but like, they're beautiful pants. I said, yeah. How do you not rip your pants? But, and then like, you know, some come in and do cute little dances or like funny little things and they cheer for you. And then, of course, there's a bar. There's an open bar for Rangers. So that's always.
So you could probably, we're not going to have you say it on the show, but you probably know what everybody's drink of choice is.
Ooh.
On the Ranger team.
Or drinks.
Drinks.
Lots of us were drinking tequila.
Okay.
And then there's music later and like singing and dancing and great DJ and music. And we all have dinner, always such a beautiful dinner. But yeah, it's like, it's very much like a family vibe and, but it's done really, really beautifully. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of Ranger stuff. And
yeah. Are you guys all mixed to get, are you guys kind of in your Ranger area for the dinner? And then
so it's a Ranger. So the Rangers sort of are sort of seated facing everybody. I think that they probably do that just to make sure that we eat.
Yeah.
Because if you're sitting at the tables with everybody, you're not eating, and we aren't even facing face the other Rangers during dinner. So it's not like, hey guys, it's
like a wedding party when they have that long table and then everybody.
But I think it's very smart because it's basically like, come here, sit, just make sure that you eat your dinner because we've already had a very long day. We were at our table starting at like 9:45 that morning and don't finish till 6:37 at night, and then that starts like an hour later. So I think they just want to make sure we sit down and eat, and then we go and we have drinks and we dance and we hang out with all the fans. I think that's brilliant, you know, so that people are just focused on filling their bellies for all the alcohol that's to come.
Mm-hmm. Safe way to do it.
You know?
All right.
So no one's dressed as Rangers when they're dancing, are they? Like, as far as the fans or whatever, like you're dancing with your own little yellow Ranger.
No. They get dressed up and they look very snazzy.
That's cool.
And we all dress up too. And it's sort of like a prom.
Cool.
Yeah.
For the fans and the Rangers together. It's a really, really good vibe. It can be a little dangerous because the bar is open for a few hours and, mm-hmm. you know.
All right.
Blowing.
Cheese men, we are sadly up to the end of our time with Allison. Allison, we miss you being close enough where we can grab it. Speaking of drinking, just run over to the corner bar and grab a drink with you. But we will see you in a couple of weeks. This
you
is
better.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. Do you have any closing things you want to say to the fans before we let you go?
To the fans, just thanks for the love and have a great holiday season. It's coming up.
It's here.
Real soon. It's mm-hmm. here. And just always look forward to seeing you. And thank you for always making my day when I see you. And guys, thank you for being you and for all of the love and the support you give us Rangers.
Love you much, Shed. This is awesome.
How can people see like what other events you're doing and follow kind of what you're doing?
I'm on Instagram. I should post more. It's Allison Kipperman Sullivan. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's a lot of a name, but because I've been acting for 37 years, I was Kipperman for many years acting and Sullivan acting for many years. So put them both.
Sounds good.
And you can find me there.
All right. This has been a joy having you on. Allison, we can't wait to see you again, but thank you for joining us today. And we shall see you guys soon. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Always a joy. Always a joy. All right. So
I feel weird because I was wearing like a Browns hat in that one. Now I'm wearing a Dolphins. Like, who's this guy wearing two different NFL teams?
What kind of fan is that? You're all over the place. Anyways, we are here. We have reached the end of our Ranger Stop Power Ranger show. And we just hope everybody had a good time watching the show. We apologize for a little bit of the sound quality on some of those clips. We'll try to do better going forward. But hopefully, you know, you enjoyed the interview with Allison. She's always such a treat. Cheeseman, where can folks find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at CheeseOnCouch and TheConGuy.com.
Do you have anything to say before we head out?
It's Morphin time.
You can find me at at James D. Fry on Instagram. I think I'm Jim Fry LA on Twitter, formerly Twitter, but mainly on Instagram. You can find me. Also follow us at theconguy.com. Follow us on all of our social media. And we just hope you guys have an awesome holiday season coming up. And as Luke just said, always remember it's more fun time. All right. Peace out. Thanks for listening to The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com. Find us on the We Be Geeks Collective or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And now on sci-fi.radio, Saturdays at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific, both AM and PM. That's 9 o'clock Greenwich. It's sci-fi for your Wi-Fi.